in front of millions of people, each of whom think they're an expert on what a good baseball player is. They had statistics attached to every move they made on the job, and yet they were misvalued because the wider world was blind to their luck. So I think you have to ask, if a professional athlete paid millions of dollars a year can be misvalued, who can't be? If the supposedly pure meritocracy of professional sports can't distinguish between lucky and good, who can? The Moneyball story has practical implications. If you use better data, you can find better values, and there are always market inefficiencies to exploit and so on. But to me, it has a broader and less practical message. Don't be deceived by life's outcomes. Life's outcomes, while not entirely random, have a huge amount of luck baked into them. Above all, recognize that if you had success, you've also had luck. And with luck comes obligation. You owe a debt, and not just to your gods. You owe a debt to the unlucky. I make this point because, along with this speech, it's something that you're very likely to forget. I now live in Berkeley, California. A few years ago, just a few blocks from my home, a pair of researchers in the Cal Psychology Department staged an experiment. They began by grabbing students like you, to use them as lab rats. Then they broke the students into teams segregated by sex, three men or three women on a team. They then put these teams of three into a room and arbitrarily assigned one member of the team to be the leader. Then they gave them some complicated moral problem to solve, say what should be done about academic cheating or how to regulate drinking on campus.